Yeah, have you ever heard of Kim? Where is it? Yes, with Kim.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is the disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow.
And if somebody had had his appendix out, he might have had an attack of what?
I don't know.
Well, he had to have his appendix taken out.
Pain.
He had an attack of...
Appendicitis.
Okay. Alright, what if somebody ate something that really disagreed with him, and it came back up, you say he had to what?
He had to get it up, throw it back up.
Okay. Does it bother you when people say words like that?
What
do
I mean?
I'm kidding. What about the word vomit?
Vomit, yeah.
Is that okay? I mean,
yeah.
Does it bother you?
Not really.
Is there a word for that, meaning that same thing that you really don't like at all?
Or vomit,
cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't care for that? Okay. Somebody who's sick that way, you say he's sick with? Okay. I just have to do with courtship, marriage, and all that. Say if a boy keeps going to see the same girl pretty regularly,
mm-hmm.
and the neighbors think, you know, he's getting serious about her, maybe wants to marry her, they would say he's doing what?
Going steady.
Okay. Would you ever use the word courting?
Courting, yeah.
And you would say he is her what?
Boyfriend.
All right. And she would be his?
Girlfriend.
All right. And if he comes home with lipstick all over his face and his little brother sees him, he might say, you've been...
Kissing.
Okay. What about if he asked her to marry him, but she didn't want him? You'd say she did what to him?
Turned him down.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, maybe they went ahead and got... At the wedding, what would you call the man who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
All right. What about the woman who stands up with the bride?
Bride.
Okay. Now, this is kind of an old-fashioned word, but in this part of the country, did you ever hear of any kind of ceremony that went on after the wedding where a lot of people would follow the couple back to the house and they'd do things like shoot off shotguns and play tricks on them and just generally raise ruckus?
No.
Have you ever heard the word chivalry or serenade to mean that?
Chivalry.
You have heard that?
No. Did you say chivalry?
Chivalry.
No.
Okay. All right. Now let's say if there's been a party going on in the neighborhood, and it gets a little bit out of hand and somebody calls the police. When they come, they don't arrest just one person, they arrest the...
The party.
Okay. What?
The gang.
Okay. What would be a word that you could use in front of gang to mean everybody? They arrested the what gang?
Part of gang.
The whole
gang?
Yeah, okay, that's right. All right, let's say if you go out somewhere on a date and you're going to a place where they have a band and a lot of people will be out, you know, on the floor. You say you're going to a what?
Disco.
All right. What's another word that means the same thing?
Party,
yeah, okay. All right, this expression. Say if a young boy, is going to school, he's supposed to be going to school, but he never gets there on purpose. You say he did what?
Turns out.
Well, I mean, you know, he didn't flunk out. He just said he didn't want to go to school that day.
Yeah.
Okay. People still say played hooky.
Played, yeah.
Yeah. And you say a person goes to school to get a what?
Education.
Big part?
Education.
All right. And after high school, some people go on to?
College.
Okay. What about the grade that you go into after you get through with kindergarten? Mm-hmm. That's the what?
The first grade.
Okay. And everybody in the classroom sits at his own what?
Desk.
Okay. In the plural of that, you'd say that in the room there were 30?
Desk.
A few buildings around town. If you wanted to check out a book, you go to what?
Bookstore. Not there.
Alright, what about going to mail something?
Post office.
Okay. And if you had to stay overnight in a strange town, you'd stay in?
Motel, hotel.
Okay, what about if you want to see a movie or a play?
You go to the auditorium.
Or another word for it. Begins with a TH.
Theater?
Yeah, okay. And if you got really sick, you might have to go to the
hospital.
Okay. And the woman who looks after you there is a
nurse.
Okay. What about if you wanted to catch a train? Where would you go?
Eglin.
What?
Eglin.
Okay, but what would you call the place where you would get
airport.
On? Train.
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 Oh, yeah.
We got to go to Eglin to pick up our father that was
killed
this time.
Oh, really? Oh, really?